survive.
Recording in progress.
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you. You need me.
We're all of God.
We're all a part of God's mind.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody and tell them,
agree with me.
Agree with me.
Yeah.
We're all
to survive. It's so funny, it's ironic. Tonight is I'm singing and I'm feeling good because God is good. Ooh, man, I forgot my notes. Let me grab my notes. My bad. Oh, I'm sitting on my notes. Oh, no, I'm not. They're behind me. Oh, man. What do we have here? What do we have here? Yes, yes, yes. I pray for you. You pray for me. So this, Crown Dion, this is my Friday night rant, but I still started out with my good song, man. Y'all know that's my favorite song. But sometimes my week be so long, you know. Well, I guess everybody week be long, you know. Guess we all can relate to that a little bit, you know, having a long week, having a talk to somebody to wind down or something like that. Anyway, my Friday night rants might be a little bit different than my normal revolutionary roads. but not for no, not for any in particular reason, but for a particular reason, because I'm human and normal just like anybody else, you know. And sometimes you hear all this stuff through the week, you learn all this stuff, you hear, oh man, you just hear it all. And you say, do I always have to try to come with common sense? Do I always have to come with realness? Do I always have to come with edification? Yes, you do. Of course we do. But sometimes we can keep it a little bit more real, a little bit more gutter, right? Yes, we can. And so, I ain't gonna keep it gutter. You know, I do have a medical marijuana card. I was kind of thinking about sparking because I'm itching, but I don't want to stop my train of thought just to roll up. So, did I say that? Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man. Yeah, man. So, Supreme Court, yeah, y'all feel that. Yes, thank you. Crown Dion, Unapologetically, myself, unapologetically revolutionary. And this is my Friday night rant, man. And I ain't going to waste no time. I'm going to get to it. Oh, sorry about that. Yes, yes, yes. Get to it. All right. Got a few comments coming up. Got a few questions coming up from the Facebook feed. And that's interesting already. And so it has begun. Do I think it's important for ID to be used? The importance of voter ID, I think it's a valuable, it's a real situation. I don't know if you really asking that. I don't know if that's a real question, but yeah, you need ID to almost do everything. You need ID to get a hotel room. You need ID to go to school. You need ID to get food stamps, welfare. You need it to almost, like I just said, some basic things, but go to college. You probably need ID to go to jail. Nah, not really. But yeah, ID is important. And when it comes to something so important as voting, voting in politicians, voting in people who gonna be in control of matters in your life and your children's lives, their education, in a lot of ways, even your political beliefs. Yeah, that's important. It's important to have ID to vote. I mean, that's plain and simple. You need ID to do everything else, travel and everything. So I don't see why we would not need it to vote, right? Yeah. So, but anyway, before that, and that was a good question, by the way, my brother. Continue to watch and support the show. And so Joe Biden, why you gotta do this, man? What's this statement about? Here it is, we got a guy. Thank you. All right. Here it is, Joe Biden. Not really. Joe Biden. This guy says that the murder of George Floyd, which was a horrendous thing. I do get it. That was horrible. But the murder of George Floyd was not the assassination of Martin Luther King. And even though George Floyd was basically assassinated too, I don't sleep on that. But for the president of the United States to sit up and say the murder of George Floyd was bigger and more significant than the assassination of Martin Luther King, that just shows you how, first of all, how insensitive that guy is. That shows you where his mind was at that time. You know, we got to remember the voting. We got to remember the stuff that Joe Biden actually was doing to oppose black people. You know, that's all it took. We got to remember that type of stuff. Yes. We have to remember what Joe Biden was doing at those times. When you got a guy that stands up and says a modern day murder, and when I say modern day, I'm just saying any present time murder. And like I said, we understand that George Floyd was horrendous. That was terrible. And we ain't gonna downplay that. But to take any of that that happens today in a society of where crime is happening and where people's background of, just to take that and compare it, because they're all black men. They all are men. They all are humans. And so just to take that and compare it and say that that's the same as somebody as prolific and as significant as Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Mega Evers, Patrice Lumumba, Marcus, any of those guys, any of those brothers, any of those leaders, to take the murder of George Floyd and try to say that was bigger than Martin Luther King. Man. What's wrong with this president? I mean, this guy is, he done lost his mind. And so, since they don't have enough real people around him to tell him, I mean, somebody got to tell him. And I'm pretty sure they tell him. I'm pretty sure people tell him. Anyway, I mean, so this guy actually is saying that, this guy actually let those words come out of his mouth to say that the murder of George Floyd was equivalent, actually bigger than the assassination of Martin Luther King. And like I said, that would show you how insensitive, but not only how insensitive, but how callous, how little he cared, and how little he paid attention to the power and the love that Martin Luther King had. Actually, he did know, but, you know, it was probably looked at more as a fear instead of a love. And so, I mean, that's just crazy. And so that tells me he was a long way from the African movement, a long way from actually having it in his heart to do what was right by Martin Luther King. If he thinks that the murder of George Floyd was bigger than the murder of Martin Luther King, or the assassination of George Floyd bigger than the assassination of Martin Luther King. And I would tell you, Joe Biden, you are so, so far away from the truth when it comes to that. I mean, you, that's what you is all day right there. Every time we hear your name, we say it just like we hear that song. And that's it, yeah, man. So I ain't going to beat down that one little topic for too long. But I thought that was pretty crazy. I'm glad that, man, it sometimes if it's not for some of these smaller news stations, man, and if not for independent investigation or independent research, we wouldn't know half the things this nation is even talking about doing. And we still don't know all of it, obviously. But we wouldn't know half of it. We wouldn't even have a clue as to what is going on if it wasn't for true research. And if we ain't walked away with nothing else, if y'all don't like nothing about that dude, Donald Trump, you better believe fake news is real. And so that's why it's important to have brothers like myself. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important to have all of the underground, all of the hardworking people who have not been branded and labeled, and people who have not been bought. The independent people such as myself. Yes, Crown Dion. Nobody tells it like Crown. Any, boom, let's move on. So, Nobel Law strikes again. Nobel or Lobel. Have you seen this young lady killed all over the news in New York? So, this guy. Yeah, New York. Right. Yeah. And so, this guy had been arrested 10 times in the last, was it 12? 12 times in the last 10 years. And I mean, I'm pretty sure when it come down to it, almost everybody in the community, I ain't going to say everybody in the community, but I wasn't going to say I've been arrested like that. I was going to say anybody who's listening right now, you yourself, you might know somebody who's been arrested a lot too. But as of late, you know, when somebody's out on a $50,000 bond and, you know, all these huge bonds, what they wanted, this guy had just got out on a $1,000 bond. And if it wasn't for the climate of politics today, he wouldn't have got out. That's all to it. He wouldn't have got out. And so, you know, people are dying. People are seriously dying. Okay. All right. Somebody just, okay. All right. Yeah, she was. Yes. People are dying. you know, under this thought of low bail, and you know, what's the thought behind it? You know, I don't care what excuse they give us. I actually think it's part of the rhetoric. I actually think it's part of the chaos that they are willing to release, unleash, I should say, on America. You know, this is part of the way that they will actually bring back control. Because after they let it get out of hand for about 2 or 3 years, they'll come down with a justice, and not a justice, but I mean a state justice, so swift and so harsh, so hard, so devastating that these are the ways that they will be able to implement rules and as we already see them, the control. But even more to the fact that laws that Joe Biden made to lock black people up by calling them predators, those are the, when they start letting crime happen like this, it's just for a little while. And the people who are being comfortable doing it, you got to be aware. It's just for a little while. Just for a little while to get the other people who are down with it, to get all of these woke culture people scared. I mean, like, scared shitless to the point to where they won't want to be woke no more, and they'll want to go back to more control. And not just more control, but more what? What do Democrats, they're good at it anyway. Slavery type of conditions and more prisons. That's all they're good for. Locking people up, controlling people, getting labor out of people. That is why you see them so happy to be in bed with China. It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Look how much money, you know, we find we America got so much to say. Everybody got so much to say. All of these fake politicians got so much to say about China. But when it comes to that billion, that dollar, that Chinese coin, I don't know what it's called. So is it the yen? When it comes to that paper, everybody who has a strong voice and so got so much humility, and they're so humble, and they're so perfect and above everybody else, and they're millionaires and soon to probably be billionaires, the LeBron James of the world. He has so much to say against Trump. But he's willing to kiss the ass of people in China that says, yeah, we got millions of Muslims locked up. Yeah, we got slave labor making those shoes that you need to play in. Yeah, we got Nikes being made over here as well. Yeah, we got all of this going on. Yeah, all of the stuff that you complained about with Trump. We doing it, and we doing it to a 10th degree, much bigger, much bolder, locking up more people, putting more people through more pain, telling families they can't have so many kids. But guess what? You better not say nothing. Just dribble the ball, nigga, and make your money. And guess what? That's what they do. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You see it. But when Trump told them to shut up and dribble, oh, he, oh my goodness, he had a fit. And rightfully so. I mean, I'm gonna just be honest now, you know, rightfully so. But if you can have that moxie and those balls to, and at the same time, you call yourself a man and ain't nobody gonna talk to you like that and this and that, if you got all that morale against Donald Trump, have it too against those Chinese people that are oppressing people all around the world to make those shoes just so you can get more millions. How many millions do you need? How much? I mean, it seemed like to me, once you get over a couple $100 million, you shouldn't be willing to kiss no ass. That's just, this seemed like to me. I mean, especially when you consider yourself humanitarian. And he might not consider himself humanitarian, so I'll take that back. But when you consider yourself, you know, you built a college, maybe it was a college that you wouldn't send your own children to, but still did it with enough love for that community in Cleveland and for those underprivileged people to do it. And so when you consider and he's building black branches everywhere, he's building a brand everywhere. So to that, I give him so much high regard and credit. But it's like, when you see what's going on in China, it's just amazing when you realize how many filthy rich people are still willing to kiss the butt of China. And I don't want to make, I'm going to try to keep my words even better. Even though this is my rant, I still could do it eloquently. Did I say that wrong? All right, but anyway. All right. That way, yeah, people can actually share with their children. And I think that's important to allow. The youth need to hear, good people speak. Anyway, so I may have said a little bit too much now to be clearing it up with that. But anyway, yeah, man, you gotta be real about things at all times, man. And, sometimes when people get bought out, it's like, how much money do you need? And that's when you see people, some people don't have a reason to kiss butt or sell out anymore. All right. If you could care about, anyway, we'll move on from that. Supreme Court. We're coming in at just about 22 minutes into the podcast. Revolutionary. I almost said Revolutionary Road, but this is unapologetically me, unapologetically revolutionary, the host on Revolutionary Road. This is Boy Crown Dion, man, and this is my Friday night rant. And I'm just talking about the week. I'm just talking about what things is going on and how the week built up and, how it's shaping up and what the weekend might look like and what it might not look like. We got big fights coming on. Francis against Ciryl Gane. Yeah, man. If you like UFC, then you know what I'm talking about. That's going to be a big fight tonight. And, of course, we got the NFL playoffs. And if you like me, you always got Chef Curry. Ah, just a shout out. That's a shot to Gerald. Rah, rah, rah. Yeah. Anyway, so you can always join the podcast, man. And, sign up and get the subscribe. Please subscribe on Podomatic. You can get the podcast on Apple, everywhere, basically. This is Boy Crown, man. And we also like to get topics, man. If you got some ideas or some topics that you think is important and that you would like to talk about, hey, guess what? We don't mind talking about it. We do not mind talking about it with you. So that's what it is. Y'all know one of my favorites. I ain't going to say one of my favorites, but. Bottom of the hour, it's Crown Dion.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself. What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry.
Recording stopped.
Watch them grow. They're than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world. No matter how it is, you know, it's still a wonderful world. It's still a wonderful world. Crown Dion.
Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. Yes, indeed. So, Supreme Court. I just want to say real quick, I didn't want to spend too much time on this virus thing because everybody spends a lot of time on the virus. But I think very important, the Supreme Court, and I'm applauding the Supreme Court, that they shot down the mandate when it came to federal workers and a lot of different workers. And I don't know the different classes of workers. I just want to say if you one of those federal workers are high workers, possibly government. You know, they already got it on the news to where Joe Biden is actually telling social media and telling the news outlets, don't report this stuff. I swear, I saw it myself. I'm telling you, Joe Biden is on there. He's saying it in this manner. You guys got to stop reporting this stuff. That's what he's saying. You guys got to stop reporting that mess. I'm telling you, the Supreme Court shot some of that stuff down, and you need to find out if you're one of those workers that fit up under one of those categories, because the fact of the matter is, it's the mandate for certain people has been done away with. And so if you're in a situation where you might get fired, you might need to find out and make sure, because you could have gotten fired or you could get fired down the road. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. That could happen. But understand, like I said, they're not coming out saying this. You have to be an independent researcher, or you have to be plugged in and listening to something else other than fake news, CNN, those news media outlets that are programming people every day. Because I don't know why. I don't try to act like I know everything. And so to sit here and act like I know why, nah, I don't know why. The people have lost their minds in a lot of ways. So, and then, yeah. Tom G says, and today the federal, yeah, yes, you're right. Today, good comment, Tom. Also, in federal, a federal judge today also did the same thing following the Supreme Court holding a stay on the mandate. Thank you, Tom. You're right. A federal judge did the same thing today. So I'm just saying, you know, whether you got the shot or not, that's up to you. That's your business. But if you're going to work every day and you're fearing that, and like I said, it ain't for everybody. Some places still going to have a mandate and they're going to use their control power. But I'm saying that you could be in a category that you may not have to actually face it. And your boss is not going to come out and just tell you that. All right. So find out. Know your own information and research the information that you do here. Ain't nothing wrong with looking at Don Lemon. But after you get through listening to the fake news, research what they say. Let me tell you something. If you wake up in the morning and you see, like, let me see, 5. You see 5 outlets, all trained on the same exact things, all got the same talking points, like they woke up or sent it in a group text message, then something's wrong. It's amazing to me that people used to love to hear people say, well, I won't say people used to love to hear people, but it's amazing to me, and I don't say this as a holier-than-thou statement. I just say it because I remember hearing it all the time, and I remember being afraid of hearing it. It's like, dang, I have to be on a narrow road? I have to be on a road that ain't a lot of people on? I mean, that don't even sound like fun. That sound like I'm going to be a nerd. That sound like I'm going to be a geek. That sound like loneliness all your life. There ain't going to be a lot of people on this road, but on the broad road, oh, man, it's going down. You know, that's when you could be like everybody else. Forget being yourself. You got to be on the broad road where everybody else is. And so that's where you can follow the crowd, do whatever they do. I mean, if it's good, it's good. It's good, I mean, right? But if it's not, I mean that broad road, all of it going down. And I ain't gonna call out nothing in particular like I'm stereotyping, because I'm not. But, they used to say straight was the path. Straight and narrow was the path. The path of goodness, basically. You know, and if we want to get right down to biblical, we would say the path to heaven was straight and narrow. But you can remove the biblical terms and still put it in a common sense way. All right? This path to success, the path to a better destiny, the path to goodness, the path to moving on up like George Jefferson, the path to escaping the walls of the ghetto, that path is narrow, straight and narrow. But the broad path, in the Bible, they called it the broad path to destruction, right? And so the broad path, y'all know where I'm going with it. And it's like now today, it's like it's more popular and more important to be on the broad path. And so I'm just saying times are changing. It's kind of crazy. So yeah, I don't know. Well, that's just me in my own little world sometimes, I guess. I don't know. Yep. And so, man, Dr. Fauci. I don't think this guy's going to stop, man. I won't say we. Y'all. I'm going to say y'all. Y'all need to look up how many different medicines, did I say medicines? Why must you use words like that? I meant to say viruses. How many different viruses and junk these people have out there just waiting to unleash it? I'm not talking about just working on it, trying to keep it secret and, find out the next big healing thing in the world for bone cancer or MS or AIDS or whatever, autism, none of that. We're talking about viruses that they got literally waiting to unleash on you. Yeah. Me. All right, yeah, I pointed at myself. Wow. Yeah, they got these viruses just waiting. And from what I read, and I read it at a very credible source, pretty much, CDC website. I don't trust the CDC, but when they're giving out information that you could just read, it's different than when they're trying to cover up stuff. See, sometimes you can sneak up on them and you could look for something else and not look for something else, but you could just be finding out information. And sometimes you'll find more than when you actually go to look for what they tell you to go look for. And that's what we oftentimes happen to us. We go to these direct links that they send us. And that's not my practice, so I won't say myself. But and so you got these viruses just waiting to be unleashed upon America and its people just to see the outcomes of different things. And at the point when coronavirus hit us, it was only like 20-something. All right? Understand that. That was only in the numbers of the 20s when coronavirus was released on the world, they have 100 and I want to say 5 altogether that they already know of. I mean, how can somebody sit down and tell you, oh, we got 105 things that we ready to practice on y'all? And then when it happened, we this is crazy. This is crazy. Dr. Fauci is that mad scientist that you see in those movies. Believe that. Not just Dr. Fauci, but all of those, not all of them, but scientists, they believe in science. And I don't think they care nothing about none of our lives now. These people are taking this thing as a joke. And we better have God first as our vaccine, our hope and our prayer. But after that, we better be willing to do independent study and research and believe what we read and hear. Believe it. Don't read all that stuff. Learn all of this different knowledge. Look at all these different studies that they're doing in other countries. Look at all the people who've been to other countries that has been studying this vaccine for much longer than America even did it, got it together. You know, look at the, and when I say that, what I should say is the studies that people started in those other countries under these vaccines. Look at the results and look what they are coming back telling us. We are not hearing it. You are not hearing it because you are listening to the wrong news. These people are studying on us, man. That's it. Plain and simple. You have to believe that. And as far as our black people, I mean, all we have been is lab rats to America. I mean, that's just plain and simple. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure my white brothers agree with that and my white sisters. So I don't know what's wrong with our brothers and sisters. We have always been lab rats. From Tuskegee with syphilis, even slavery. That was an experiment in itself. And then even letting go slavery. Even the chain gang right now to this day. That is an economy in itself. And it's built. It was built off the backs of black men, and I'm pretty sure there have been other experiments. I know for a fact. I just didn't plan on going there, so I'm drawing a blank. But there have been other experiments done strategically and specifically on the black man and woman. You know, and that includes. You know. When you take that in regard, you could take in regard to Native American or the natives of the land. You know, so it's like, when do we start thinking that they actually care about us to the point to where we're willing to? I mean, you know, people always say, I keep hearing this myself. Well, you took the chickenpox vaccine, you had the measles, you had these things were studied for 10 years. These things had length behind them. I meant to say these things were worked on for years. These studies was, you know, documented for years before they just came and said, this is going to cure chickenpox. This will cure polio. This will cure whatever else. This will do this and this will do that. We already know vaccines wasn't the safest thing from the beginning. You know, Donald Trump made that clear because he made vaccines. He went after vaccines when it came to autism. So it's not like every vaccine is supposed to be good. You know, some vaccines are on record for messing people up. So why is it wrong to sit back and say, I'm going to let this thing, I'm going to let this thing go around for a year or two. Before I decide to, I'm going to wait to see how many people. I mean, when you start talking about, man, thank you. I mean, Lord God, when you start talking about overpopulation, and then you start thinking about some of the things that we're hearing, oh, man. I know. Go ahead. Clap, clap. Listen. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. the sister actually read my mind. When you start talking about overpopulation, and then you start thinking about some of the things that they say is affecting, and as my sister just made out the great point, it's talking about sterile, men are coming up sterile, you know, sterility. And so if men are sterile, obviously we're not talking about every man, but let's think about this. Let's think about these things. If you get some sterile guys, and then let's say a third of two-tenths of the men that take it just come up messed up or whatever. That's a small number, you know, because we don't want to over-exaggerate anything. But then I remember the song that kind of broke down percentage in men. I think it was Life Gen. It's 10%, 10%. Y'all know what it went. And so look what they're doing today. All right, so if you take a 20% of these guys, and they could get sterile, and then you got a heavy population of black men that's going to continue a cycle of being locked up. And not the black men ain't just going to continue the cycle on their own, but the system is built to continue locking somebody up. And they're still building prisons. Credit cards got stock in prisons. All these rich people starting to get into it. So, you know, that's why Hollywood always down with the BS. That's why Hollywood is down with this junk that the Democrats are pushing. So when you start thinking about that, it's crazy. I kind of lost my train of thought. That's why my mama said I shouldn't smoke. Yeah. But I do got a car to smoke. So people can't say I'm wrong. It's a habit. I meant to say it's a need. Yeah, a need. It's a need. Just like a pet, a medical pet, or what they call them pets, they take on planes with them and wherever else they take them, in grocery stores. Yeah, man. So yeah, that's what marijuana is for some people, and those people got their marijuana cards. So that mean can't nobody criticize them. They could go to the preacher, the pulpit, they could go to the work, they could go wherever they want and be medicated. Anyway, now I just got sidetracked for a little minute. Sorry about that. I'm back. I'm back on point. Not really, but I'm gonna keep this going. So if you could take, that mean it was meant for me to say, thank you, Lord, because that was a serious point I was trying to get to. So if you actually could take that percentage of men and say out of 100%, 20% of y'all are going to be sterile. All right. And then we got this cycle over here in the prison thing that we're going to continue to cycle. Mostly poor men, you know, we know that. I ain't going to say mostly poor, but I say a very huge population, dominantly black. And then the rest, you know, some more poor guys, you know, Spanish, Mexican. And then we'll give another percentage will be turned out to the gay community. And then a very small percentage, even if they're not, they just say, you know what, I hate women. Yeah, I've been married 10 times, I'm done. It's just over. You know, they don't want another man, but they just done, okay? So that can get population stable for a minute, and then before you know it, I think their mission will be accomplished. When you think about what some of the effects are being reported on the virus, on the vaccine, which were being sterile. And then you're thinking about the overpopulation that's been a complaint and a goal to depopulate this nation, this world, not 2 years. They've been talking about this for years, okay? Years. And then you think about the powerful move of the gay community. And when I say that, I say it in no disrespect to the gay community. I'm just saying a very powerful move. And when that move is powerful enough to make some people, men, search themselves to say, hey, I've been this way, or I was born this way, or I woke up. Some men feeling like Beyonce. You know, they woke up like this. And so when you say that percentage, when you break that down, man, it's these. And then violence. I mean, just murder. I mean, she was Chicago itself. I mean, black men falling off the. I mean, so when you take violence, the conditions in poor communities all over the world. When you take that, and then you take those other few components, yeah, depopulation, man. Depopulation. We don't want to depopulate the world like that. Do we? Nah, man. Nope. It's your boy Crown Dion, man. And I'm just doing my Friday night rant. Y'all know I love to have my good music going, though. And no matter what I rant about, I like to bring it. I like to bring it and keep it real and keep it solid. I love the people. We are the world. I need you. You need me. And that's what it is. We can do better. We got to do it knowing that we are the world. We are one. Each one, teach one, touch one, touch all. Let's beat the system. But don't beat it to bring in a worse system. That ain't going to work either. Nah, that don't make sense. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of Mike. Rest in peace, Mike. Diana, some of y'all don't know. Beyond. Oh, I'm vibing, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm in my vibe. Yeah, man, we are the world. So, over the last few days, we had this guy. I don't know what he was doing. I mean, I know what he was doing, but I don't know what he. I don't know what he was doing actually. Right? So, anyway, somebody called the cops on him because they thought he was doing something. But he did have a machete. I don't know why he had a machete, but he had a machete. And so he's running. He's running down the highway. I want to say that he's running down the highway. There are cars, and he has a machete in his hand. The cars, and I don't know. I thought it was kind of odd. The police ran behind this guy for like 5 minutes, maybe 6 or 7 minutes, with the dog. They just like jogging behind and waiting on him to get tired. There's no visible standbys, bystanders. And the officer just ends up saying, sick him. And this guy killed that dog. I mean, like, I'm sorry.
Recording stopped.
Oh, it's my bad.
Recording in progress.
Oops. All right, yeah. And so, yeah, this guy killed that dog. Oh, yeah, I thought that's what it was. The cop tells his dog to sick him, to get him, and he let the dog go. The dog ran at the guy, and the guy turned into a ninja. And, of course, they killed him. They killed the guy, but that guy killed that dog. And I was just thinking, like, why would you send your fellow guy into it was just crazy. It just showed me that in the end, they treated the dog like a dog, not like their fellow cop, as they always say, as they give you rights. If you murder one of those dogs, you're getting a murder for murdering a cop. You know, this is supposed to be your fellow co-worker. This is supposed to be your partner. This is your partner, right? Period. I don't know. I wouldn't have sent my part. I wouldn't have said sick him. I'd shot him in the leg before I did that. I mean, the guy was just running. He was, It was the slowest chase ever. I mean, that was the good thing about it when you saw the calm and reserve, because I have no problem saying they would have killed the black man a long time. That chase would not have went that long. And I don't think the dog would have ever had to get involved. This guy was running with a machete, a taser. What the hell did they sick that dog on that man for? Anyway, the dog lost his life, and it was a K-9 dog, an officer, and I just thought it was crazy. To all of the, let me say something. I mean, there are people like this Officer Tatum guy. You know, these, and I'm gonna just come right out and say this like this. There are these people, they want Trump to win again. They want Trump to be reelected, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially when you consider what Joe Biden is willing to do to this country. But what I'm trying to tell y'all people, sometimes you need to shut your mouth. The Officer Tatums, the Candace Owens, what this guy named out in California, he just ran for governor and lost because I don't know one black person that would vote. The Larry Elders, you know, these people come out and attack black people all the time, you know, just to establish and please their constituents. So when I say their constituents, I do not mean their black friends. I mean their white ones. And there's nothing wrong with having white friends, white wives, white husbands. There's nothing wrong with having white cultures. Nothing wrong with all the red pill love, all that crazy stuff. But what I am saying is this. If you want that community of people to come out and help support and get what y'all thought was the better, and obviously I don't have a problem with it. I I didn't have a problem with a lot of what Trump did. I ain't have a problem with his, you know, his mouth. I ain't have a problem with his tweets. I ain't have a problem with none of this stuff because I did recognize a few things. Even though you might not like the way he said things, the things that we in our black community had been asking for and fighting for a long time, Trump was willing to do it. And he did it without actually looking for the recognition to do it. That's a fact. When you talk about school choice, when you talk about the condition of the African, of the historically black colleges that was in our historically black colleges in the nation, the 105 of them out of the thousands of colleges, it's only 105 historically black colleges, and they was messed up. Trump fixed it. The prison system with all of these things that Joe Biden did way in the 80s. So for 20-some years, through President Obama, through President Clinton, who we love so much, through all of that, these slavery rules stood against somebody who was considered predators. Black men was considered predators, so we had to deal with a law that stood almost over a quarter century against us. Trump took that out, okay? The opportunity zones, flooding certain communities, whether your community went out and got it because they didn't want to support certain people and they felt like they were supporting a certain president, so they didn't, certain communities may didn't get a lot of grant funds that was there for them, but it was there. And it wasn't perfect, obviously, yeah. But I'm just saying a lot of things that we was asking for, Trump was willing to do it. And a lot of times it was organizations on the ground fighting for those things, and then guess who stood against it? Our own people, church people who are now willing to stand still and watch all of this garbage happen. And so I say that to say, for all of these good people with all of these huge followings, you getting on here and you have no problem saying that you need a certain people to come out and vote and you're trying to wake them up. But when you try to wake them up, you feel that you have to throw black people under the bus every day. Sean Hannity, the Tucker Carlson's. I actually listened to them, Sean Hannity. But it's like every time you listen to him, you got to be prepared to hear Michael Brown come out his mouth. It's like, dude, that's counterproductive. Because the new black people that might tune in to hear some new news that's considered not fake news, when they hear that rhetoric and they don't know where you're coming from with your history, when they don't know how you was right about this, or they don't know that Fox was reporting, if they just come on as a new listener, you look racist, you sound racist, and then a person would just say to themselves, if this is the people that are supporting Trump, I don't want no problem with it. And I'm going to just vote fight. I'm going to just not vote or vote right for this clown. And so, hey, you know, you might not want to hear it, because I don't have the hundreds of thousands of followers or whatever, however many they got, that they got. But those guys got major followings, and I would love to have those so I can influence a lot of people. But the wrong people got that type of following, and so I just hope they would actually listen. There's people like David Harris Jr. that I've never heard him have to feel like he has to please his white side or constituents or friends to make points, political points, to make truths about what's going on in politics or in actual real life. I've never heard him do that to support Trump. I've never heard him do that to do anything. I just hear the man state facts with happiness and this and that. But a lot of these people feel they have to please their white people and start throwing blacks right under the bus. And a lot of times you be listening and you be glad you're hearing it. And you be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you like, dang, well, where'd that come from? Like, what did that have to do with everything you're saying? I mean, when you bring that up, you don't bring up the Central Park 5. When you want to bring up all of that stuff, you want to throw blacks under the bus, you don't bring up the Central Park 5 to throw Trump under the bus. So stop bringing up old stuff to throw blacks under the bus and keep the facts with the facts. And more black people will listen at you, look at you and say, wow, man, this black brother sound eloquent. Or this black brother, And see, y'all trying to say to yourself, this is what y'all sit down and think. I know black people, and then your other black friends that's just like you, they convince you that all of y'all are the same. But y'all are not the poor people that's sitting home every day that refuse to go out and vote, that refuse to go out and vote because they don't see the system doing nothing. And when they do see black leaders, they see them looking just like y'all, cornball niggas who sit down and down other niggas because y'all got in better spots or better positions. The Candace Owens, I love her. Strong sister, black sister, beautiful sister. But every now and then, she feels she has to please a certain side. And to do that, they always have to throw black people under the bus. They can't make your points without dogging out other blacks. And I always say, if I can touch one person, that's enough. If God can allow me to touch one person, if 1,000 listen, and only one say, man, brother, that changed me, then I'm good. And it seemed like to me y'all don't care about that. You just want to keep, you're missing your mark. And how do you know I'm right? Well, the results of the election, all right? Yeah. All right, man. I'm going to get up out of here with that, man. What my boy Jay-Z doing, you know, a lot of people still hate it on Jay-Z. You know, we get told how to think. But I just want to give shout outs always. You know, I told y'all about when he was doing the prison thing, you know, trying to sue the prison systems for abusing inmates and abusing a lot of we already know most inmates are black. So especially in that area, Mississippi, where he was doing it at. And so a lot of the treatment that was going bad to the inmates, Jay-Z was behind that with Yo Gotti. Also what he did in the Meek Mill case. And now look what he's doing. He's fighting to make sure these lyrics, you know, rappers' lyrics and musical lyrics can't be, you know, just used against people to make cases and trials and all of this and that. Basically protection for lyrics from room what they used to call the hip hop police, stuff like that. And so, I mean, I think that's fair because you just listen to people's songs and you could just build a case. I mean, you don't go and get, look at Alec Baldwin right now. You didn't go get the juror and say, okay, well, he murdered this lady on purpose that he just killed. I mean, you don't go get Bruce Willis and use Die Hard. And I mean, you can't just take fiction and all of this make-believe and turn it into a case. And I like what they're doing because they're starting to just try brothers any kind of way. You know, the local shooting happened and you got 20 rappers all say they did it just to sound good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and so that's a good thing that Jay-Z doing. That's probably some y'all ain't heard about. But it's all the way actually in Congress already. So yeah, man, that's gonna be good. Also in California, be aware of this in California, because I always say what happens in California, my friend Life told me this a long time ago. What happens in California, New York, what they try on poor people, they try to practice. That's what tends to happen to the nation, goes out to the nation. And so in California right now, they are giving teens the permission to do this without the permission of their parents. In other words, your teen can go and get a vaccine. And if you're vaccinated, hey, it's cool, whatever. If you down with it, but to know that your child, they're giving more and more power to the child. In some states, your child don't even have to ask your permission to get their name changed. And so Peter can be Pauline at a drop of a dime. Barbara can turn to Bob without even asking their mom or dad in some places. So we got to be aware of that type of stuff. Wake up. Let go and let God in a whole bunch of situations, man. You know, because if you don't, you'll drive yourself crazy, right? Yeah, man. This your boy, Crown Dion. I did my Friday night rant, man. It's beautiful. And no matter how much I rant, I do realize as long as I'm able to rant, that means I got breath. And as long as I got breath, that means I got God, I got life, and I got a chance to do it over again and to make it better. And it don't really get no better than that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm talking about. It don't really get no much better than that. Hey, join me every Friday for my Friday night rant. It'll be about almost anything. But even more importantly, join me anytime I speak. Monday nights, I'm on WTAN, Tan Talk Radio. You can always join that live on TuneIn. app. I always bring it on the Podomatic podcast, so that's what's popping. Facebook and iTunes. Facebook, it's also on iTunes, but Facebook sometimes live. Revolutionary Road, man, join us on there. We talking about all topics, and we keep it solid, man. That's all to it. We keep it solid. I got my boy Gerald, obviously, the car salesman, Gerald Jenkins. Go get your car, Gerald Jenkins. And I, Kim, she keeps it moving. So, hey, that's what it is, man. God is good. Have you a safe, a beautiful weekend. If you live in Chicago, hey, duck, man. If not, nah, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, God is good. No matter where you live, be safe, be mindful, and everybody has their own decisions to make, and everybody should respect that. As me and my sister sang a song we got, no matter what your decision is, if I could see you alive, I think that's what's most important, to see you alive. It's your boy Crown Dion, man, and I'm out. That's what it is. And believe and remember this, I do have a card for that, a pass. So when I say that, I just don't want nobody trying to judge me. I got my medical license on that. So yeah, you know, people make all kind of judgments, especially those people that know my man of God. That's what it does. And see, they done. I'm out of here. Found you. Peace.